few political issues are as divisive or as emotionally charged as those that deal with reproduction. Commentator Joe LaConte says there is one big exception: the prospect of scientists cloning a human being.
Christian conservatives have occasionally found common cause with feminists and other liberals on social issues such as child pornography or sex trafficking. But they have never agreed on the issue of human reproduction. Never, that is, until now. At a congressional hearing last July, House members were not surprised to hear Richard Dorflinger of the National Conference of Catholic Bishops roundly indict the ethics of human cloning. But there, by his side, was pro-choice leader Judy Norsigian, author of Our Bodies, Ourselves. Few have been as influential in converting young women to the pro-choice cause. Nevertheless, Norsigian denounced reproductive cloning as mass experimentation on human beings. She compared it to Nazi Germany's eugenics program and wants a permanent ban on the procedure. The Council for Responsible Genetics, which considers itself unequivocally committed to keeping abortion legal, is just as fiery in its condemnation. Dr. Stuart Newman, professor of cell biology at New York Medical College, worries about what he calls reproductive boutiques. Genetic experimentation of the kind contemplated, he says, has a horrific history that we dare not repeat. Those arguments were picked up during a recent Senate hearing by the environmental group Friends of the Earth. Remember that environmentalists are routinely whiplashed by pro-life conservatives for caring more about eagle eggs than the status of the unborn child. But Friends of the Earth is siding with the Christian Coalition and other conservatives to oppose what it calls the grotesque manipulation of nature. True, these tentative allies differ about whether to halt therapeutic cloning, in which embryos are created and later destroyed, to aid in medical research. But as for cloning that produces a baby, all agree. Draw the line here. What explains this truce in the culture war? Ever since Charles Darwin, religious conservatives have railed against scientists reluctant to let ethics guide the pursuit of knowledge. And liberals were cynical about the morality of the market long before the collapse of Enron. The unifying fear is that arrogant scientists are conspiring with craven entrepreneurs to threaten individual rights. Liberals and conservatives both realize that the cloning debate is not just a replay of Roe versus Wade. There's something about the clinical production of human beings, severed from the sexual union of a man and woman, that sets off our moral alarm system. As more than one bioethicist has put it, the issue here is not whether we may take life, but whether we should make it. Do we cure disease only to quash human dignity? The ancient call to fill the earth and subdue it has come under radical assault, and it's not only Bible believers who are worried. All of this is shaking up contemporary politics, and not a moment too soon.
Joe LaConte is the William E. Simon Fellow in Religion and a Free Society at the Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C.